السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
الله أكبر
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ثم أما بعد، فحياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات، حياكم الله وآواكم، حياكم الله وبياكم،
حياكم الله ونصركم وطبتم وطاب ممشاكم وتبوأتم من الجنة منزلا. وأسأل الله تعالى الذي جمعنا في هذا البيت المبارك وهذا المكان المبارك على طاعته أن يجمعنا تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. أيها الإخوة والأخوات، نحن اليوم بمشيئة الله مع رحلة، رحلة إلى ذاك اليوم، في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة، يوم تكون الشمس فوق الرؤوس بمقدار ميل. My brothers and sisters, today inshaAllah ta'ala I'd like to take you on a journey to this land called the land of Al-Mahshar, the land of resurrection, whereby the sun will be on top of the heads. The distance of a mile. When the Prophet said a mile, the Sahaba said, we do not know whether the mile is the distance or the mile is that little stick that women use to put the kuhl. In Arabic, it's also called al-mikhal. It's also called a meal. So they said, we don't know, is it the mile, the distance, or the mile, that little stick that women use to put the kuhl in their eyes. Regardless, the sun will be on top of the head so much that people will sweat. Some people's sweat will reach their ankles, some people's sweat will reach their bellies, and some people's sweat will reach their throats. Some people will sink into their own sweat. وَدَعْوَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ يَوْمَئِذٍ اللَّهُمَّ سَلِّمْ رَبِّ سَلِّمْ رَبِّ سَلِّمْ. Who is on that land? Everybody from the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam until the end of time, everybody is gathered on that land, the land of Al-Mahshar. Jinn also are gathered on that land. The angels from the first heaven will come down, surround the gathering, and then the angels from the second level will come down, from the second heaven will come down to surround the gathering, and then the angels from the third heaven, from the fourth heaven, from the fifth, from the sixth, from the seventh, all gathering there, people naked, barefooted. Naked, barefooted. Aisha, she asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, naked, barefooted, naked, men and women naked. The Prophet said, yes, Ya Aisha, but nobody will care about anybody else that day. Everybody will be saying, nafsi, nafsi. اليوم تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. Nobody will care about nobody else. And then, all of a sudden, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down on his throne, carried by his angels subhanahu wa ta'ala, 8 angels, وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٍ. 8 angels carrying the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah comes down into this land and he says, oh my servants, I have been listening to you since I have created you. Today, you listen to me. And the hisab will start. The accountability will start. And then you hear, all of a sudden, Fulan ibn Fulan, halumma ila al-wukuf bayna yaday Allah. You hear your name, son of son, Muhammad, the son of Ibrahim, Abdullah, the son of Ahmed, whatever your name is, Fatima bintu Muhammad. But your name, you will hear your name. There'll be so many Muhammads, there'll be so many Fatimas and Aishas, yet you will recognize that it is your name that's been called on. Halumma ila al-wukuf. Come to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be no interpreter between you and Allah, regardless of what language you speak, whether you speak Arabic, Urdu, Chinese, Swahili, regardless. Subhana man la takhtalifu alayhi al-lughat. You'll be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are the believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you your deeds on your book. And then the first thing you shall see are your sayyi'at, your bad deeds, things that you have forgotten. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind you of them that day. Your face will change. Your heart will start beating so fast. You'll be terrified, petrified. Allah shall say, "Oh my servants, all these sins in your deeds, in your book of records, are they correct? Have my angels wrought something which you didn't do?" Because the believer, he's a believer, he shall say, "La ya Rabbi, it's all correct. Have we mentioned something here which you didn't do? La ya Rabbi, it's all correct. Do you have something that will expiate all this, that will offset all this?" The man will say, "La ya Rabbi, I don't." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, "Balash, you do. You do." فَطُرْفَعُ لَهُ بِطَاقَةً يقول المصطفى عليه الصلاة والسلام فطرفع له بطاقة. A small idea will pop up compared to, as the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام says, 99 scrolls as far as the eye can see. 99 صحيفة مد البصر, as far as the eye can see, all filled with bad deeds. And then a small idea will pop up. Those 99 scrolls will be put on one scale, and then the small ID will be put on the other scale. As soon as the small ID is put on that scale, what would happen? تطايرت الصحف. All those scrolls of bad deeds will fly in the air. Why? Because of the heaviness of that small ID. And my brothers and sisters, what is written on that small ID? La ilaha illallah. You came with La ilaha illallah because of that statement which you made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put so much heaviness on that scale, so much so that all the other bad deeds and scrolls will fly in the air. And then Allah says, "Turn the page," and He will turn the page, and now you start seeing your good deeds. You start seeing your salah, your siyam, and you will take your book of records. Khud kitabak. Take a book of records. You shall take it with your right hand. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell you, go and share this news with your loved ones. And you go to that gathering and you go around and you shall say, هَاؤُمُ قَرَأُوا كِتَابِيَهُ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَهُ في جنة عالية قطوفها دانية كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية. You take your book of records and you go share the good news with the people over you like. You go around and you say, هاؤم اقرأوا اقرأوا كتابية. Read my book of records with me. Look, look, share my joy with me. Look at my salah, look at my siyam, look at my qiyam, look at my kindness to my parents, look at my disobedience to my parents, my honor of my parents, my adl, my justice to my spouse, my kindness to my kids. Look, 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 اقرأوا كتابية. Read my book with me. إني ظننت أني ملاق حسابية فهو في عيشة راضية. He'll be in this final abode in Jannah, final abode, قطوفها دانية, whereby the trees are what? The branches are reclining. كلوا واشربوا, Allah says, eat and drink. هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية. هنيئا, congratulations, هنيئا, glad tidings, بما أسلفتم. Now eat and drink. You stop drinking and eating haram. Now eat and drink for all the sacrifices which you have made. كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية. It's only a few years.
And then هنيئاً بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية. But you know what, my brothers and sisters? There are some people who will not have to go through this at all. There are some people, as soon as they die, they will go straight to Jannah. You know who they are? They will not have to go for the Hisab. They will not have to stand on that land for the Qasas, for the Sirat, for none of that whatsoever. Who are these people? The Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام says, في الحديث الذي أخرجه البخاري ومسلم والبيهقي من حديث ابن عباس حديث صحيح قال عليه الصلاة والسلام يوم ليلة يوم أصلي بالرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام عرضت علي الأمم ورأيت النبي ومعه الرهط ورأيت النبي ومعه الرجلان ورأيت النبي وليس معه أحد ثم نظرت إلى الأفق فرأيت سوادا عظيم قلت يا جبريل هذه أمتي قال لا بل هذه أمة موسى بل انظر إلى الأفق الأعلى فنظرت إلى الأفق الأعلى فإذا هو سواد عظيم قال لي جبريل يا محمد هذه أمتك منهم 70,000 يدخلون الجنة بغير حساب أسأل الله يجعلكم كلكم منهم. The Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام says in the hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim, the day when the Prophet was ascended into the heavens, he says, the nations were shown to me. So I saw a Prophet with al-Rahd is about 7 followers or so, between 7 and 9 followers, they followed that Prophet. And I saw a Prophet with 1 or 2 followers, and I saw a Prophet with no followers, a Prophet coming alone. And then I looked at the horizon, and then I saw a multitude of people. I told Jibreel, this is my nation. Jibreel told me, no, this is the nation of Musa, but look at the horizon. I looked at the horizon, and then I saw a bigger multitude, and then Jibreel says, this is your nation, Ya Muhammad, Ya Rasulullah. This is your nation. Amongst them, 70,000 will enter Jannah with no hisab, with no reckoning. Ya'ani, they will die straight to heaven. When the Prophet mentioned the hadith, the Sahaba started talking about who these 70,000 are, who will enter Jannah with no hisab. Are these people who lived in Islam and died as Muslims and whatnot? They were just inquiring. The Prophet came back. What are you people talking about? Ya Rasulullah, we're talking about those 70,000 who will enter Jannah with no hisab. Who are they? قال عليه الصلاة والسلام هم الذين لا يسترقون ولا يكتوون ولا يتطيرون وعلى ربهم يتوكلون وعلى ربهم يتوكلون يا رسول الله. Who are these people? Are the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام says these are the people who do not seek ruqya. These are the people who do not believe in superstition. People who do not believe in bad omens. These are the people who put their trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People who delegate their affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People who have built this quality called tawakkul. Tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people who have built this quality, they will be among the 70,000. And guess what, my brothers and sisters? The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, because of the rahmah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he wanted more. Prophet wanted more than 70,000. Ya Rabbi, I want more than 70,000. في الحديث الذي أخرجه البيهقي وابن ماجة والحاكم والإمام أحمد من حديث أبي هريرة قال قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وعدني ربي أن يدخل من أمتي 70,000 بغير حساب فازدزدت ربي أي سألته الزيادة فاستزدت ربي فوعدني بكل 70,000 وفي رواية فوعدني بكل 70,000 يدخلون الجنة بغير حساب. الله 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 الجنة بغير حساب. The Prophet says I want more than 70,000 to enter Jannah with no reckoning. Allah has promised me that 70,000 will enter Jannah with no reckoning. فاستزدت ربي. I said, oh Allah, I want more. Can I have more? I'd like to have more than 70,000. Allah has promised me
Off of those 70,000, each 1,000 are not the 70,000. One narration. The second narration says, Allah has promised me all of those 70,000, each one another 70,000 to enter Jannah with no hisab. About 4.9 billion people will enter Jannah with no hisab. Who are they? People who have built this notion, this quality called at-tawakkul ala Allah. And please forgive me because I want to talk about this little bit because it's very, very, very important. What does it really mean to put your trust in Allah and to tawakkal ala Allah? What does it really mean? What does it mean for Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was about to be thrown into the fire? When Ibrahim alayhi salam was to be thrown into the fire, came to him the angel who asked him, Ya Ibrahim, alaka indana min haja? Oh Ibrahim, do you need some help from us? Do you need any assistance from us? Ibrahim told the angel, from you, no. From Allah, yes. حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. هذا التوكل. حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. From you, angel, no. But from Allah, yes. Allah is sufficient for me. حسبي الله. Allah is sufficient for me. ونعم الوكيل. Yes, he was thrown into the fire. My brothers and sisters, was the fire, or did the fire burn Ibrahim alayhi salam? You know the story. The fire did not burn Ibrahim. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he addressed the fire and he says, Ya Nar, Ya Nar, Ya Nar, Kuni Bardan wa Salaman ala Ibrahim. Oh fire, Allah says, oh fire, be cool and peaceful on Ibrahim. Khalas, Allah gave the order. Fire means to burn. But Allah gave the order to the fire not to burn. Why? Because the fire is only a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the utmost form of tawakkul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing can harm you if Allah does not want to harm you. If the entire mankind from ins and jinn, they get together to benefit you and Allah does not want to benefit you, wallahi, you will not be benefited. And if the entire mankind from ins and jinn, they come together to harm you and Allah does not want to harm you, you shall not be harmed. Put your trust in Allah. Believe in Allah. Delegate your affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows about the problems that you're facing. Allah knows about the disease which you may be going through. Allah knows about the hardship which you may be going through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a'lam, al-alim, al-alam, al-alim, al-alim subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the all-knower subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows the pain that you're going through. You may be going through some difficulties. Allah knows about those difficulties, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is testing you. Allah is testing you. Why? Because He loves you. إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا إِبْتَلَاهُمْ. When Allah loves a nation, He shall put them under a test, under a trial. Look, Ibrahim alayhi salam one more time. Ibrahim alayhi salam one more time. Now he's about 70 years old. He wishes to have a kid. رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Oh Allah, bestow on me a pious, from a pious, from the salihin, a righteous. He's praying that Allah blesses him with a kid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all amongst you who are, you know, seeking kids and children, may Allah bless you with righteous kids. But do not despair from Allah, from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a pious son, with Ismail. But listen, look at the story, what happens. Look at the test, look at the trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 70 years old, now he's about to have a kid. He's having a kid, he has a kid. He's happy, he's a father, old man. He's happy, finally I'm having a kid. He sees a vision. Go, Ya Ibrahim, take your son, take your wife, and go. Go where? From Palestine, keep driving. Keep walking. Walking where? Ila the Arab Peninsula. Mecca now is. Then he received a revelation. Ibrahim, leave your family, leave your kid, leave your wife, and leave. He does not answer him, no asking, no questions. Allah gives the order. Ibrahim, he follows. He goes. The wife goes, Ya Ibrahim, who are you leaving us for? Ya Ibrahim, who are you leaving us for? Ya Ibrahim, Allahu amaraka bidak, Has Allah ordered you to leave us here? Ibrahim, he nodded with his head. What does she say? Look at the mother. Sisters, this is for you. This is for you. She says, idhab falay yudayyan Allah. Idhab falay yudayyan Allah. If Allah has ordered you to leave us here, go and leave us. Allah will never let us down. Allah will not let us down. And what did she do? Did she sit down and said, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi? No, she sought the means. She kept going between As-Safa and Marwa. You know the story. As-Safa and Marwa, came Jibreel and hit the ground with his wings, sprang out what? Zamzam. Zamzam, Zamzam, the fruit of tawakkul. The fruit of tawakkul. Now, quickly, another, still with Ibrahim. Ismail is grown up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders Ibrahim to come back. Now Ibrahim is back. Now his son, mashallah, he's a teenager now. He's a young boy. He can walk. He can talk. Ibrahim is so happy to spend some time with his kid. He goes and he sees a dream. What kind of dream? A vision. What is a vision? Go and slaughter your son. One test after another. You think you're being tested? Look at the tests. One dream after another, one test after another. Go live what? Go slaughter your son. Ibrahim goes to his son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah As-Saffat 102. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيْ. Allah, Allah, Allah. Ya bunay. Just this term, this word right here requires one khutbah, if not more than one khutbah. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. يعني الآن إبراهيم يسعى, يعني يمشي. فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى. إيش رأيك يا ابني؟ الوالد مع أبوه مع ابنه يتشاورون. يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى. قال إيش؟ قال يا أبي. لا, قال يا أبتي افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله. وإيش؟ ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصالحين من الصابرين. يا بني, when Ibrahim saw the dream, he says, oh my bunay. In Arabic we say ibni, my son, ibni, you know, beta in Urdu, but in here Allah says ya bunay, which is a smaller form, a more beautiful form of saying, oh my son, oh my beloved son, I saw in my dream that I'm slaughtering you. What do you think? What do you see? They're having a conversation. What do you think, oh my son? I saw this dream. The son says ya abati. In Arabic we say ya abi, oh my father. But here he says, ya abati, another form, more beautiful than just, I don't know how about, you know, kids here, you know, my youngsters, how do you call your dads? How do you call your parents? How do you call your dad? Yo, dad? Yo, father? Yo, old man? Ya bunay, ya abati. Shift kif. Oh my beloved son, the son replies, oh my beloved father. In Urdu we say Abu, but here, oh Abati, Abati, more beautiful. He says, if alma tu'mar, do as you were told. He did not say slaughter me. He says, do as you were ordered. If you were ordered to do more than just slaughter, do more than slaughter. I shall be amongst the patients. And the fruit came. The fruit of tawakkul, my brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to practice and to convey. We need to build this quality, the quality of tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, my sisters, He knows the problems that you're going through. He knows maybe the divorce that you're going through. He knows the job that you're looking for and you can't seem to get that job. Allah knows about those difficulties. I'd like to share with you, inshallah ta'ala, one more story about Musa and the mother of Musa. I will do so quickly after just a istiraha. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. I really urge you and request you to give me a few more minutes, inshallah ta'ala, because this is such a very important topic. Quickly, Ummu Musa, the mother of Musa. Sisters, I hope you're listening. Ummu Musa, the mother of Musa. The mother of Musa, she got this inspiration. Sisters, imagine, you're pregnant, right? You're about to deliver your baby. And your baby, as soon as you deliver that baby, they will take him, they will kill him. They will kill him. They will, you know. Musa was in that situation. She's about to deliver her baby. Allah gives her this inspiration. And Surah Al-Qasas, ayah number 7, 8 and 9. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ. Number one, and we inspired to the mother of Musa to suckle her baby. Allah knows, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every woman, as soon as she delivers her baby, she has a wish. Every woman, as soon as she delivers her baby, she wants that baby to be put on her chest and she wants to suckle her baby. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He fulfilled this request. He says, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ. We inspired the mother of Musa to suckle her baby. فَإِنْ خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ. What? If you're scared, if you're terrified that they may kill him, أَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ. Throw him into the river. Throw him into the Nile. As if you're telling you, oh sister, if you fear for your baby, as soon as you give the baby, because they may take him to Guantanamo Bay or they may kill him or whatnot, if you want to save your baby, throw him into Lake Ontario. Throw him into Lake Ontario. I want to save my baby. Yes, if you want to save your baby, throw him into Lake Ontario. Allah is telling Musa, the mother of Musa, you want to save your baby? Throw him into the Nile. But Allah makes some promises. وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّ رَضُّهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَعِلُهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Don't be scared. Don't be terrified. We shall bring him back to you. Look, the tawakkul of a mom. Yes, she goes. I'm imagining the mother of Musa now about to throw her baby into the well. She's looking maybe into the eyes of Musa. Musa is about to tell her, and Musa is a baby. Mom, what are you doing? She goes, maybe crying. She throws her son into this river. I'm thinking of all these women in Syria who are looking into the babies now being killed by this guy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give guidance, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give nusra and victory to our brothers and sisters in Syria. So many kids being killed unjustly. I'm thinking of this scene now. Musa, to save her baby, she's throwing him into the Nile. And yes, she wants to save him from Fir'aun. The basket goes into the palace of Fir'aun. Ya Rabbi, you made a promise. You told me if you want to save your baby, throw him into the Nile. You shall bring him back. Sometimes a sister puts the hijab and then she loses her job. I just put my hijab. I want to come close to Allah. I lose my job. You let your beard grow. You start praying. You go through some sort of difficulties. And you say, why? Ya Rabbi, you told me to throw my son into the river and you shall save him. He goes to Fir'aun. But look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan. Yes, he goes to Fir'aun. Fir'aun takes him. The very long story. Fir'aun takes him. But Musa, what? وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعِ. Musa is not taking the breath from no one. He started crying. His sister was there. She called her mom. Mom, come. Musa is crying. He cannot take the breath of no woman. And then this mother comes. This woman comes. As soon as she took Musa, Musa start suckling. Fir'aun says, would you like to look after this baby? In return, we shall give you an allowance. Allah, Allah, Allah. She has never thought or believed she will get an allowance if she had kept her baby. Look at the fruit of tawakkul. Musa also had to make a decision when he grew. He grew. He used to be called Prince Musa. But he had to make a decision. He used to live in the palace, eat good food, dress good clothes and whatnot. But he had to make a decision. Shall I side with Fir'aun or side with my people? If I were to side with my people, I would lose my title. I would lose everything. I would lose title Prince Musa. Some of us sometimes are put into this situation where we need to make a decision. And a lot of us make the wrong decision. Musa, he made the right decision. Yes, he got kicked out of Egypt. Yes, he lost his title of Prince Musa. He came back, but he came back as Prophet Musa. Which is better? The fruit of tawakkul. My brothers and sisters, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is sufficient for you. Allah knows about, again, the difficulties that you're facing. Allah knows about them. Just put your trust in Him. Finally, an old story of a man, a king, and I will end my khutbah with this. A king used to have a right-hand man who used to be very close to him, his friend. One day, the king, and this friend, in fact, used to say a lot, "Kullu khair, inshallah khair." He used to say this word, he used to say, "It's all good." He was known to say, "It's all good, it's all good." He says that all the time. One day, the king lost his finger. He came, and the right-hand man, he saw the finger, and the king was really in pain. The man says, "Kullu khair, inshallah, kullu khair, it's all good." The king was really unhappy. "What do you mean it's all good? I lost my finger and it hurts. And you tell me it's all good? What kind of good? I'm so angry." He sent him to jail. "Go to jail." The man said, "Inshallah, it's all good. Khair. It's all good. Jail, khair, inshallah." The king was known to go out hunting every Friday. That Friday he goes alone hunting into the forest. He got caught by some people who worship fire. They took him, and they're about to throw him into the fire, to the gods. Then they realized he's got a missing finger. They said, "Oh, this guy has got a missing finger. He's not befit to be thrown as a gift to our gods." They set him free. Now he's coming back thinking, my right-hand guy, he says, "It's all good. It's all good. Although I lost my finger, but it's all good. I got saved from this. But when I sent him to jail, how come he said it's all good?" He called him, he says, "Here's the story, this is what happened. But I sent you to jail," and he said, "It's all khair, it's good. What's khair in jail? It's all good. What's good in jail? It's all dark, it's all hunger. What's good in jail?" He says, "Look, hadn't you sent me to jail, I would have gone out with you hunting. I don't have to be the one to be thrown into the fire because I'm complete. It's all good." My brothers and sisters, kullu khair. Insha'Allah ta'ala, kullu khair. Allah ya'lam. Allah knows subhanahu wa ta'ala what you're going through. And I swear by Allah, if you were to see the unseen, you will only choose what Allah has chosen for you. You will only choose what Allah has chosen for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to practice and to convey. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافينا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا ضالا إلا هديته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا شابا إلا زوجته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا وقضيته يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام ولا تجعل أحدا من المسلمين منهم. اللهم إن نسينا فلا ننسى والدينا. اللهم ارحمهم كما ربونا صغارا. اللهم ارحمهم كما ربونا صغارا. اللهم الأحياء منهم اغفر لهم. اللهم الأحياء منهم أكرمهم. اللهم الأحياء من والدينا أكرمهم. اللهم أكرمهم وأحسن إليهم يا رب العالمين واهديهم إلى صراطك المستقيم. والأموات منهم اغفر لهم. الأموات منهم اغفر لهم. تجاوز عنهم. نور مدخلهم. آنس وحشتهم. آمن روعتهم. نقهم من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. أغسلهم من الخطايا بالماء والثلج والبرد. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقم الصلاة.